What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Can't mess with a little Blondie. I was gonna leave it up for a little while. Always good to have a little bit of Blondie. Call Me is the song, and please call me. Call us this evening. 314-436-7900 is the number, and plenty to talk about on a Tuesday night here. KMOX at your service is the program. A lot to get into tonight. Coming up here in the next couple of hours that I'm with you, we're going to talk to KMOX sports director Tom Ackerman, get a little more insight from what's going on down in Jupiter, Florida, as the Cardinals have made it to their rather rushed camp, and we're already worried that our ace pitcher may be in some trouble from the health standpoint. So we'll get into that with Tom. He'll give us a little bit of insight there. Meanwhile, did you hear about what the Senate passed? Sean mentioned it in the news, or actually CBS mentioned it in the news. We have found bipartisanship in Washington. A 100-0 vote in the United States Senate today to basically keep daylight saving time all the time. This is an interesting topic. Everybody seems to think this is a great idea. It'll always be light later. Not really thinking about what's going on earlier, it doesn't sound like, especially the folks who don't live in places like, say, St. Louis or go further north where it'll be halfway to lunchtime before the sun comes up if they decide to do this. But we'll talk about that. Want to hear from you at George Sells on Twitter if you want to hit me up with a tweet. I've got that question already posted, and you can also give us a call and tell us what you think about daylight saving time. A lot of people think this is a great idea. My wife and children think this is a great idea. I beg to differ, and I'll be willing to stand my ground on that. So let's talk about it. Also coming up later on this hour, We're going to talk to the president and CEO of Wally's, the new mega gas station down in Fenton. I don't know if you've been through there yet. It's down off of I-44. I'm seeing people nodding in the room. Place is cool. I took my kids there this weekend. I mean, it's a monster gas station. And you're thinking, what's so exciting about a monster gas station? But you go in and they've got there's a guy, like a carving station, a guy carving up brisket to make barbecue sandwiches that are really good. There's another guy walking along with what looks like one of those big Lowe's paint buckets full of popcorn. Seemed a little excessive, but, you know, tasty, to each their own. And it's a sheer size thing almost with this place. And I want to talk to these folks about the why. You know, why is bigger always better, I guess, becomes the question. There's a place down in Texas called Bucky's that is trying to take over the South. And I'm wondering if these folks, with their second stop here in the Midwest and kind of looking to follow along, I believe it's the I-70 corridor, if maybe they're looking to take over the mega gas station market north of the Mason-Dixon line. So we'll see. We're going to ask those questions of Michael Rubenstein. Looking forward to that. Also coming up later on, remember Earth Day? Remember how they always had cool stuff in Forest Park and all the fun things, and like everything else that was fun in life, COVID killed? Well, Earth Day is coming back. We're going to talk with Earth Day 360 folks here in St. Louis, find out a little more about what they've got planned for Forest Park. And it's got to be a relief just to get things going again. It's been a long time since we've been able to gather for a lot of things like this. And now, slowly but surely, we're all, you know, jumping back in and gathering, getting together. Which also brings up a point. It's another thing I want to discuss at some point this evening. And it's about the COVID situation. And some would say it's a fading situation. But it's really interesting. If you go online and look up a couple of the English language newspapers in Hong Kong, for example, the South China Morning Post, you will find discussion of a major lockdown in China, in mainland China, and a lot of pressure on the folks in Hong Kong to do the same thing. And they're pointing fingers back and forth, and Hong Kong is closing their beaches as of tomorrow because somebody from the mainland came in who was sick, and it's spreading like wildfire in the Far East again. And this seems almost reminiscent of, you know, February 2020, when this big thing started in China, and everyone's like, yeah, it's China. It's halfway around the world. Big deal. I hope we're not getting cocky. We already kind of did this once where we sort of put it all away and said, hey, we're done. Masks can come off. CDC told everybody to take off their masks and throw them away. And then the Delta variant came along. And it's just that we seem to have gone through this cycle a couple of times where it was just something way off in the distance that wasn't impactful to us, and then all hell broke loose. And then we got through it the first time, and then we were ready to, you know, get back to our normal lights. Boom, there we go again. And now here we are once again overseas. You've got the spread. Meanwhile, here domestically, kids are going on spring break. You've already got a lot of families from various parochial schools around St. Louis who are gone this week, hitting the beaches in Florida, I'm sure. My kids go next week. A lot of other the public school districts go next week. It's happening all over the country. Should we be worried? Should we be concerned like we were going into Thanksgiving and Christmas the last couple of years? Just a question. Not trying to be a fear monger here. Trust me. I hope it's not. The day they told me I didn't have to wear a mask at work anymore, the mask came off. Couldn't wait. Happy to do it when it was still required. You know, I've been if you've heard me on this show, you know that I've been the guy who has been a proponent of listening to the advice of the scientists and the CDC and just kind of do what you're told. And it's worked for me and my family thus far, and I hope it stays that way. But I don't want you to think I'm fear mongering on this, but it's just, we keep watching these cycles. And you know, all the things we're talking about with our kids these days. You know, I have to go back and forth between the global pandemic and when it's going to end and, hey, Dad, do you think they're about to start World War III? Not an easy time to be a parent. All this stuff is just kind of baffling, frustrating, and hopefully we can get through it all without too much alarm or difficulty. Anyway, that's kind of a lineup of what we're looking at over the next 2 hours. I want to hear from you. Once again, the call number to call, 314-436-7900 to weigh in. I'm at George Sells on Twitter. You can hit me up that way if you want. And we're going to get to it. Tom Ackerman coming up next from Jupiter, Florida. It's 813. I'm George Sells. KMOX is at your service.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
KMOX at your service on a Tuesday night. George Sells back with you until 10 o'clock, of course. The Cardinals actually in spring training, lockout over. It is the talk of the town, and it is the talk of Jupiter, Florida, which is where we find KMOX sports director Tom Ackerman. Tom, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, George, anytime, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing great and could not be more thrilled to have baseball back in my life. I was worried like everybody else. And the first thing I want to ask you is about the weirdness factor in Jupiter, Florida, where we have not had a full spring training since 2019 and really won't this year. So what has it been like down there?
Well, it feels pretty normal to me. I got to go in the clubhouse, talk to players. The players are out on the field. They're wearing Cardinal uniforms. It does feel good. I mean, it might be different, but it's not even close to what it was last year, which I actually didn't make it down here. I've been coming here for 20 years. And didn't make it last year because of COVID. We were restricted on our travel. And then in 2020, of course, spring training was cut short. I was here for just a week. So it feels better to have that going and knowing we're going to have a season and that the lockout is over. All of those things feel really, really good. So it's a little bit different than what people are used to, but I think fans are going to have fun seeing this team. They'll be down here starting games on Friday at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. They take on the Astros, and then we get after it.
And the man who will not be stepping on the hill is one Jack Flaherty. News of shoulder soreness today. Of course, anybody who follows baseball hears the word shoulder attached to their favorite pitcher, and they immediately become upset. How worried should we be at this point?
It's hard to say. It's an examination that he underwent earlier today, and the Cardinals official confirmed that to us this afternoon, that earlier in the day, Jack had an exam on his shoulder. this is something we may find out more about later tonight or perhaps tomorrow morning, what that exam looks like. This is an injury that I think is connected to last year. So what happened last year is Flaherty got injured on May 31st, but it was an oblique injury. He was actually swinging the bat in a game, and an oblique can last a long time. So he did sit out for all of June, all of July, and he came back in the middle of August. And then 12 days later, he was injured again. He was on the IL with a shoulder strain. Sat out a month with the shoulder strain and finally came back to the team on September 24th and finished out the year. The year wasn't very long after that. He was only with them for about 10 days and the Dodgers knocked him out. So we've been kind of waiting to see what a healthy Jack Flaherty would look like, and now we don't see a healthy Jack Flaherty. He's going in for a shoulder. We don't know exactly what that is. It could be the smallest little thing that they're just checking out as a precaution, whether it's discomfort or whether it's a little soreness or whether it's just something that doesn't feel totally right. They are checking that out to see if he's okay. My hope is that this is just a knee-jerk precaution early spring training, but then again, it's not early. It's March 15th, and the Cardinals start on April 7th, and he could very well have been the opening day starter at Busch Stadium. So it is a concern from that standpoint until you hear otherwise. But I think that, you know, the hope is that he's just going through something that the Cardinals are being very cautious about. I mean, heck, yesterday Alex Reyes hurt his shoulder, or was discovered in a physical that his shoulder was sore. And then they decided to examine that and give it an extended look.
What do you do? I mean, obviously, we're all hoping, like you said, that it's just a knee-jerk reaction, everything's fine, and Jack's out there throwing in a couple of days. The worst-case scenario on this, of course, is something more serious. What do we do in that spot? We've signed two or three guys that supposedly could be swing guys. Some have complained that they're kind of bargain bin pitchers comparatively. Would they go out there and look for somebody else? Is there somebody else to look for? Or would they kind of speed along somebody in the organization, the Matthew Liberatore's of the world?
I think that Liberatore probably doesn't make a start until later this year. I don't know that he's an option. I think that they really like Drew Verhagen. They've looked at him for a couple of years now. He's the one who came over from Japan that pitched for the Detroit Tigers. I actually watched him pitch today. He's kind of your prototypical Cardinals pitcher. He's big and tall and throws right-handed. and you know, he looked fine to me. Strike thrower, keeps the ball down, gets ground ball outs, best defense in baseball. I think they feel pretty good about that depth, but I think the guy that gets the crack before that is Jake Woodford. They've been high on Woodford for a long time. So he would be the one who would jump right in there. And there are some other pitchers out there, so there's always a chance that you could end up with somebody on the free agent market. I'm just kind of, without looking at the list, kind of guessing here. I don't think Zach Greinke has signed anywhere. So, I mean, there's somebody, he's 38 years old, but, you know, I guess if I were to take a wild guess, you know, maybe. But I think mostly they're probably going to go with, you know, somebody inside the organization. I mean, last year they went and got a whole bunch, if you recall, right? They had Jay Happ and they had John Lester, who's now retired. You know, Happ's like 39 years old. Lester is about that age. You know, I just don't – maybe they go out and get a veteran guy, but probably they go with what they have and weather the storm. They do have some – you mentioned Liberatore, and they have some other pitchers in the minor leagues that are interesting that might be able to fill that spot. But that's kind of where you are. They had seven pitchers going in as starters, Woodford and Verhagen being the others.
So tell me this. Everybody's always optimistic at spring training. There seems to be a different level of confidence, of swagger, if you will, surrounding this team this year. Almost a World Series or bust attitude, it seems like, that you don't normally hear. But what is the feeling you're getting being around everybody and just, you know, the sense you get or the vibe you get from this club?
I think it starts with Ollie Marmol, the Cardinals manager, basically said this team, the goal is to win the World Series, almost indicating that it's a disappointment if they don't. And I think that permeates the clubhouse, George. I really feel like all the players feel that. Paul Goldschmidt has sort of reflected that in his statements. Nolan Arenado, same thing. Adam Wainwright, same thing. And if Yadi was here, and he's not, and he's hopefully going to be here soon, he's been dealing with a personal issue, and the Cardinals have respected that. If that were to get to the point where the Cardinals' entire clubhouse is feeling it, I think it's there. I think that has to do with the manager. And there have been some greats in Cardinals history, no doubt about it. And Ollie's going to have to prove himself as a manager. But I love the statement out of the gate. I think it's a great way to get everybody on track, to get everyone prepared and focused in a shortened spring training, get your eye on the prize, and bring home the trophy. I haven't heard them talk like that, this team talk like that in a while. They always talk about being competitive and going after it and getting into the playoffs and, you know, taking their best shot and all that kind of stuff. But I have not heard them say sort of like push everything in the middle of the table and say, let's go win a World Series. That's cool, you know, and that's what you want from your team. So I think there is a little swagger there. And you know what? You're the St. Louis Cardinals. You're the 11-time world champions. No one's more in the National League than you. No one's won more in the last 20 years in the National League than you. There are very few teams that have won more postseason games in the last two decades than you. So let's go.
Reason for swagger.
A great message.
Reason for swagger. Well, finally, two water cooler conversations where I work in my day job today, both surrounding the 25th or 26th spot on the bench. Both surrounding a young man by the name of Albert Pujols, we all know and love. I had one person talking about the benefits of bringing him here. I had another person who still is not over what happened 11 years ago and doesn't want him back. What do you think? Is this a realistic thing? Is this something you'd like to see? Is this something that would be good for the club?
I think it would be great for the club, but then again, I'm selfish and I love Albert Pujols and as a human being and as one of the greatest players in team history and the best hitter I've ever seen. So to your friend who can't get over it, you know, it has been 11 years and, you know, you can be whatever you want, but that's not me. And I didn't like it when he was gone and I didn't point fingers. It just happened. But, you know, I'm over that. But then again, what do the Cardinals really need? If I'm totally honest with you, the Cardinals need a lefty bat in the DH spot, not really a righty. And I know I'm looking at this, you know, like analytically, but this is the truth, is they need a left-handed bat and preferably somebody who could last the entire year. I'm not saying that Albert can't do it. Now, on the flip side, Albert would sell a ton of tickets and he'd be great. I mean, we've been talking about this for years, I think, that to have him back would be amazing. But what's realistic and what will the Cardinals do and what's the best fit for him, et cetera, I think has to be factored into all that. But, you know, the DH is one of my top concerns about this team, or not concerns, but like things that have to be resolved here soon. And the other one in terms of position players would be shortstop. So we'll see where that goes.
Well, Tom, enjoy your evening. Have a nice dinner out there and enjoy Indiana Hoosier basketball. Thank you for joining us and being with us on a Tuesday night in beautiful Florida. KMOX at your service, 8:35 right now. Had to wait for the zeros to flip over, so draw out the syllable. Why not? George Sells with you till 10 o'clock tonight, talking about a variety of things. And right now, I wanted to get into something. I want to hear from you also. Give us a call, 314-436-7900 is the number. And it's about, world-ending disasters, things like that, because it seems like, as a parent, I'm spending a lot of time talking to my kids about these things the last couple of years. Obviously, global pandemics are the stuff of nightmares and just general fear and malaise with kids, even as they're a little older. I've got middle school age, high school age kids. But you know, working through this over the past couple of years has been something that has taken some time and, you know, discussion. And you worry about these things, but, you know, now we've kind of, we feel like we've gotten past that, though I'll touch on that some more in a moment. But now our newest one, of course, is what's happening in Ukraine. And I found it interesting. I was flipping through the New York Times a little while ago online, and one of the top opinion columns is, the headline is, "This is how World War III begins." So any parent of a kid who's looking at the New York Times today is saying, thanks a lot, pal, appreciate you. But his point is well taken. And it can, and the headline can be interpreted a variety of ways. The thing that went to my head immediately was the prime ministers of Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovenia going to Kyiv today amidst all the shelling and bombing that is going on. And I'm immediately thinking of Archduke Ferdinand and World War One, and, you know, one sort of minor politician gets assassinated, and the next thing you know, you have what was at the time the worst conflict in the history of the world. And you wonder about these guys running around in Ukraine, and is this going to be any better? Looks like everybody got out unscathed at this point. And now we've got President Biden going to Europe next week. And you have to wonder if after this happens, he's going to feel a need to do some kind of surprise pop up in Ukrainian territory. And yeah, something happens to a motorcade with a wayward Russian shell, and World War III it is, baby. I mean, that's what happens. Just the same way that if something aimed at Western Ukraine, where the Russians have kind of moved the war at this point, if it pops over the border into Poland, there's a problem. Poland's a member of NATO. Attack on one is attack on all. Article 7, I believe, of the NATO pact. And, yeah, same bad set of circumstances. So this is worrisome stuff. And though the column actually in the Times was talking more about not something like I'm describing, but the number of different things that happened leading up to World War II that were parts of the start of World War II, from the Spanish Civil War, the Anschluss, which was the annexation of the Sudetenland in the Czech Republic at the time, or Czechoslovakia at the time, forgive me, and how all those things led up to the conflicts that finally set the whole thing off, you know, the fuse leading to the stick of dynamite, if you will. And that is also very unsettling. Obviously, you hope there's going to be something that's going to happen that will lead this in a better direction, though it's right now it's kind of hard to find an exit ramp for Vladimir Putin that doesn't involve finishing what he's started. And then you worry about what happens next. So you've got that, and that, because we have the attention span of a squirrel in this country, that is the front page of all the papers. That is everything. It's from the New York Times to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch to the Baton Rouge Advocate. It's if you got your local stories and you have Ukraine. And that is the news, and that is what's happening in the world. And there's not much, if anything, certainly on the front pages, about COVID. Oh, wait, that's done. They said like 2 weeks ago I could take my mask off at work. So that we're good, right? Well, if you peruse the globe a little bit, go online, look up the South China Morning Post. That's the English language newspaper in Hong Kong. Guess what's all over the front page there? Nothing about Ukraine. We're back to COVID. Over there, they have got another major outbreak, a lot of it happening in mainland China. And there are several cities, particularly in southern China near Hong Kong's border, that are on lockdown. And, you know, we've got our folks in this country. You know, you had the truckers who blew through here last week, and you know, they want to talk about having their freedom attacked because they're made to wear masks in public places. Well, these guys need to stay away from China, because in China, they know how to do lockdown. In China, they basically come and line you up on a street and give everybody a test. And if you fail it, they take you back in the house and they weld the door shut. That's how they do lockdown in China these days. Well, you got this kind of stuff going on there. And in Hong Kong, apparently they're also locking down in some areas, but not to the extent that many in mainland China would like. So you've got this war of words going on, and Hong Kong today is closing up their beaches because some Chinese tourist came in and got everybody sick with COVID, and they're going to lock down. And it's a big old mess going on, right? Well, here's the thing. Think back to, say, February 2020. Oh, yeah, that thing was going on in China. That wasn't going on here. Well, we know what happened. So I guess all I'm saying is, as we talk about our various global disasters, is don't take your eye completely off the ball. Let's remember that we've had a couple of runs on the curve where this thing has come back and bitten us again. God, I hope it's not going to happen, but it's a little unnerving, and we shouldn't be caught by surprise if anything happens. KMOX News Time 841. I'm George Sells, and we'll be back in a moment. KMOX at your service. George Sells with you until 10 o'clock tonight. So on Saturday, my wife was out of town. I'm home with the kids. And my son and I concoct a plan to go to the biggest gas station we have ever seen. You've probably heard about Wally's at some point in the last week or so, as they had the lead up to the big opening. It's this new monster gas station convenience store. They got everything.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
At your service, 8:35 right now. Had to wait for the zeros to flip over, so draw out the syllable. Why not? George Sells with you till 10 o'clock tonight. talking about a variety of things. And right now, I wanted to get into something. I want to hear from you also. Give us a call. 314-436-7900 is the number. And it's about, world-ending disasters, things like that, because it seems like as a parent, I'm spending a lot of time talking to my kids about these things the last couple of years. Obviously, global pandemics are the stuff of nightmares and just general fear and malaise with kids, even as they're a little older. I've got middle school age, high school age kids. But, working through this over the past couple of years has been something that has taken some time and, discussion. And you worry about these things, but now we feel like we've gotten past that, though I'll touch on that some more in a moment. But now our newest one, of course, is what's happening in Ukraine. And I found it interesting. I was flipping through the New York Times a little while ago online, and one of the top opinion columns is, the headline is, "This is how World War III begins." So any parent of a kid who's looking at the New York Times today is saying, thanks a lot, pal. Appreciate you. But his point is well taken. And the headline can be interpreted a variety of ways. The thing that went to my head immediately was the prime ministers of Poland, the Czech Republic, and Slovenia going to Kyiv today amidst all the shelling and bombing that is going on. And I'm immediately thinking of Archduke Ferdinand and World War I and, one sort of minor politician gets assassinated. And the next thing you know, you have the worst conflict in the history of the world. And you wonder about these guys running around in Ukraine, and is this going to be any better? Looks like everybody got out unscathed at this point. And now we've got President Biden going to Europe next week. And you have to wonder if after this happens, he's going to feel a need to do some kind of surprise pop up in Ukrainian territory. And yeah, something happens to a motorcade with a wayward Russian shell, and World War III it is, baby. I mean, that's what happens. Just the same way that if something aimed at Western Ukraine, where the Russians have kind of moved the war at this point, if it pops over the border into Poland, there's a problem. Poland's a member of NATO. Attack on one is attack on all. Article 7, I believe, of the NATO pact. And, same bad set of circumstances. So this is worrisome stuff. And the column actually in the Times was talking more about not something like I'm describing, but the number of different things that happened leading up to World War II that were parts of the start of World War II, from the Spanish Civil War, the Anschluss, which was the annexation of the Sudetenland in the Czech Republic at the time, or Czechoslovakia at the time, forgive me, and how all those things led up to the conflicts that finally set the whole thing off, the fuse leading to the stick of dynamite, if you will. And that is also very unsettling. Obviously, you hope there's going to be something that's going to happen that will lead this in a better direction, though it's right now it's kind of hard to find an exit ramp for Vladimir Putin that doesn't involve finishing what he's started. And then you worry about what happens next. So you've got that, and that, because we have the attention span of a squirrel in this country, that is the front page of all the papers. That is everything. It's from the New York Times to the St. Louis Post-Dispatch to the Baton Rouge Advocate. You've got your local stories and you have Ukraine. And that is the news, and that is what's happening in the world. And there's not much, if anything, certainly on the front pages, about COVID. Oh, wait, that's done. They said like 2 weeks ago I could take my mask off at work. So that we're good, right? Well, if you peruse the globe a little bit, go online, look up the South China Morning Post. That's the English language newspaper in Hong Kong. Guess what's all over the front page there? Nothing about Ukraine. We're back to COVID. Over there, they have got another major outbreak, a lot of it happening in mainland China. And there are several cities, particularly in southern China near Hong Kong's border, that are on lockdown. And, you know, we've got our folks in this country. You know, you had the truckers who blew through here last week, and, you know, they want to talk about having their freedom attacked because they're made to wear masks in public places. Well, these guys need to stay away from China, because in China, they know how to do lockdown. In China, they basically come and line you up on a street and give everybody a test. And if you fail it, they take you back in the house and they weld the door shut. That's how they do lockdown in China these days. Well, you got this kind of stuff going on there. And in Hong Kong, apparently they're also locking down in some areas, but not to the extent that many in mainland China would like. So you've got this war of words going on, and Hong Kong today is closing up their beaches because some Chinese tourist came in and got everybody sick with COVID, and they're going to lock down, and it's a big old mess going on, right? Well, here's the thing. Think back to, say, February 2020. Oh, yeah, that thing was going on in China. That wasn't going on here. Well, we know what happened. So I guess all I'm saying is, as we talk about our various global disasters, is don't take your eye completely off the ball. Let's remember that we've had a couple of runs on the curve where this thing has come back and bitten us again. God, I hope it's not going to happen, but it's a little unnerving, and we shouldn't be caught by surprise if anything happens. KMOX News Time 841. I'm George Sells, and we'll be back in a moment. KMOX at your service. George Sells with you until 10 o'clock tonight. So on Saturday, my wife was out of town. I'm home with the kids. And my son and I concoct a plan to go to the biggest gas station we have ever seen. You've probably heard about Wally's at some point in the last week or so, as they had the lead up to the big opening. It's this new monster gas station convenience store. They got everything concept that is open just off I-44 down in Fenton, just to the west of 270. And we went there and it lived up to expectations. And it was so cool that my 16-year-old not only went with his dad to the place, but then turned around and went back with his buddies that night. So what is the draw? This is what we need to find out, and we are joined now by Michael Rubenstein, president and CEO of Wally's, to help us with the answers. Michael, welcome to KMOX.
Hey, good evening. How you doing?
Doing very well, thank you. And some great reviews from our household of the concept. How did things go for you guys? Did it go as expected on the first weekend? You certainly had a lot of hype and some big crowds.
Oh, man. Honestly, the only word to explain it is just overwhelmed, and in the best way possible. It was just the amount of publicity that we received and the experiences that people were having just really blew all of our expectations out of the water. We knew St. Louis would bring it, but it was really amazing to see.
Now, for those who aren't familiar with the concept, we've got this. It's like everything's just big, 72 gas pumps. But then you go inside the store and there's a barbecue place back here where you got a guy like sitting there carving brisket. this isn't like a fast food brisket either. This was good stuff. And then I see this other guy with one of those big Lowe's style paint cans or paint buckets, 5-gallon buckets filled with popcorn. And every other thing you can imagine just about it seems like. Where did you guys come up with this concept? What made you want to do this? This is the second one. What's the story? How do you get into the mega gas station business?
You know, it's kind of a wild story just how, you know, business and ideas happen. I'm originally from Sullivan, Missouri, grew up there. And my cousin, Chad Wallace, who lives in St. Louis, I've been a developer, kind of had a developer background. They've been in the C-store business. And, you know, we were talking about, hey, we should build, you know, a big travel center between Chicago and St. Louis. We're from St. Louis area. We lived in Chicago. And, you know, that was really the impetus. And it was one of those things where we started with the business plan over 4 years ago, and it just kind of evolved. And We got some really amazing people to be on the team. And we just have tried to, throughout the process, try to really stay, you know, authentic to what we want to do and the brand that we want to create. And it's really kind of taken on a life of its own. And we're just so happy and pleased with how things are going.
So when you're going to somebody who's uninitiated, how do you describe it? What are the things you love about it and the things that you want to tell people about when you are describing it to somebody who doesn't know the deal?
Sure. So first of all, I mean, the visibility and the access from the interstate is pretty amazing. It's where the old Chrysler plant was. We're on like the southwest corner of all the development that's going on there with the Amazon, the new Gray Eagle headquarters, the Fenton Fire Department. And so we have a really spacious lot, a lot of room to move around, a lot of parking, obviously a lot of pumps. And then when you walk in the store, the 36,000 square foot store, we have your typical convenience food store items and beer cave. We have our vault area, which has all of our interactive 360 food operations where we can produce a lot of product. But as a guest, you're able to see the food be made, whether it's at the cafe where we have nitro cold brew and specialty coffees, whether it's the barbecue station where you're able to see the barbecue being carved in front of you, or at the popcorn station where you're watching everyone pop the popcorn. So that's kind of the middle of the store. And then we have 10,000 feet of retail that really everything kind of just tries to stay true to our brand, which is, you know, home of the Great American Road Trip. Everything has a very 70s, 80s, kind of retro vintage vibe. And really that's kind of anything that we bring into the store, whether it's food, you know, retail or apparel, we try to stay true and authentic to our brand.
So you talk about the Great American Road Trip. Where does the Great American Road Trip lead from St. Louis? Because you've got two stores now. Where are you going? Are you taking this down Route 66 or out toward Denver? What's the plan?
The answer is yes. I mean, we're obviously looking to grow and scale, and I think there's a lot of really interesting locations, whether elsewhere in St. Louis, Kansas City, you know, Memphis, other kind of lower Midwest or elsewhere. You know, I really like the dynamics of what's going on at the Fenton location with all the bridge work at 270 and 44 that had so much traffic is finally finished. And so, you know, that allows, it's obviously connected to the old Route 66. So it's the interstate as well that's getting the travelers as well as all the local commuters. So, you know, we've got a lot of work to do. We were just literally completely overwhelmed with support. We had 85 team members to start, and we need to hire 40 more. So right now, my main priority is really trying to bulk up our workforce so that we can service, you know, our guests the way that they want to be able to be serviced, which is quick, fast, and keeping that high quality product.
And who is the target? Like, I was having this conversation with my son when we were there, whether or not the target is local people flocking in like they did last weekend, or if it's more the people who are on that road trip, whether they're driving from Chicago to Dallas or something along those lines. Is it the passerby? Is it the local customer, or just kind of whoever shows up?
You know, I think the easier question to answer is who's not our target. And really the only people that we, you know, that our store is not set up for is the 18-wheel trucker. So we are not a truck stop. That's really kind of the key thing that differentiates us. But in terms of the local commuters, the passer-throughs, the construction trucks, all the work-related trucks and sprinter vans and people that are working are really all the people we appeal to, because, you know, we're working on our self-checkout. You probably saw them. They weren't open yet, but we want to be able to be fast and convenient for someone, for a worker who wants to grab a brisket sandwich and a soda and check out really quick because they got to get back to work, as well as, you know, for the traveler or the family that wants to come and spend, 10, 15, 30 minutes. So we're really, I'd say that's probably the better way to answer the question.
In an interesting bit of timing, just along the lines of when you opened up here, in a, I think 2 or 3 weeks before you guys opened, had CBS on one morning, like one of those, like the Sunday morning show or something, and they had a thing about Buc-ee's down in Texas,
sure,
which is kind of a,
sure.
Was that an inspiration to you at all, or was that just something where you guys kind of came up with similar concepts?
I don't know that I would say inspiration. I mean, listen, they're a success story. They do a really good job with their product and their clientele. The Buc-ee's Beaver is kind of ubiquitous throughout the store, and you'll see it plastered on everything. We really took a different approach with Home of the Great American Road Trip, and every item of merchandise and apparel and swag was all designed by, you know, our two designers in-house, Andy and Ben. And so it's really allowed us to, I think, elevate the experience. So we're not necessarily trying to have the biggest store. And I know that's hard to believe for people that are there the first time, but there are, you know, bigger stores. We're really just trying to focus on quality and service. And we, you know, the middle of the store has 42-foot vaulted ceilings with clear story windows with a lot of natural light. And so we really just focused on really elevating the experience from what is currently out there in the market.
All righty. Well, can't thank you enough, Michael Rubenstein, for joining us. First Fenton, then the world. Global domination
just
clearly on the way as we look at Wally's down there off of I-44. Thanks for joining us, and I know you've got a lot of fans here.
One thing if I can add, Saturday from 10 to 2, we are going to have a job fair. As I mentioned, we're trying to hire 40 people, part-time, anything. So thank you.
All right. So another job fair. We can talk about the job situation all day out there, too. Michael, thank you so much for joining us here on KMOX. Yeah. I'm George Sells, KMOX at your service. It is 8:56. p.m. KMOX at your service. George Sells with you until 10 o'clock tonight. So on Saturday, my wife was out of town. I'm home with the kids. And my son and I concoct a plan to go to the biggest gas station we have ever seen. You've probably heard about Wally's at some point in the last week or so, as they had the lead up to the big opening. It's this new monster gas station convenience store, they got everything concept that is open just off I-44 down in Fenton, just to the west of 270. And we went there and it lived up to expectations. And it was so cool that my 16-year-old not only went with his dad to the place, but then turned around and went back with his buddies that night. So what is the draw? This is what we need to find out, and we are joined now by Michael Rubenstein, president and CEO of Wally's, to help us with the answers. Michael, welcome to KMOX.
Hey, good evening. How you doing?
Doing very well, thank you. And some great reviews from our household of the concept. How did things go for you guys? Did it go as expected on the first weekend? You certainly had a lot of hype and some big crowds.
Oh man, honestly, the only word to explain it is just overwhelmed, and in the best way possible. It was just the amount of publicity that we received and the experiences that people were having just really blew all of our expectations out of the water. We knew St. Louis would bring it, but it was really amazing to see.
Now, for those who aren't familiar with the concept, we've got this. It's like everything's just big, 72 gas pumps, but then you go inside the store and there's a barbecue place back here where you got a guy like sitting there carving brisket. I mean, this isn't like a fast food brisket either. This was good stuff. And then I see this other guy with one of those big Lowe's style paint cans or paint buckets, 5-gallon buckets filled with popcorn. And every other thing you can imagine just about it seems like. Where did you guys come up with this concept? What made you want to do this? This is the second one. What's the story? How do you get into the mega gas station business?
it's kind of a wild story just how, you know, business and ideas happen. I'm originally from Sullivan, Missouri, grew up there, and my cousin Chad Wallace, who lives in St. Louis. I've been a developer, kind of had a developer background. They've been in the C-store business, and you know, we were talking about you know, hey, we should build this a big travel center between Chicago and St. Louis. We're from St. Louis area. We lived in Chicago. And, you know, that was really the impetus. And it was one of those things where we started with the business plan over 4 years ago, and it just kind of evolved. And we got some really amazing people to be on the team. And we just have tried to, throughout the process, try to really stay, you know, authentic to what we want to do and the brand that we want to create. And it's really kind of taken on a life of its own, and we're just so happy and pleased with how things are going.
So when you're going to somebody who's uninitiated, how do you describe it? What are the things you love about it and the things that you want to tell people about when you are describing it to somebody who doesn't know the deal?
Sure. So first of all, I mean, the visibility and the access from the interstate is pretty amazing. It's where the old Chrysler plant was. We're on like the southwest corner of all the development that's going on there with the Amazon, the new Gray Eagle headquarters, the Fenton Fire Department. And so we have a really spacious lot, a lot of room to move around, a lot of parking, obviously a lot of pumps. And then when you walk in the store, the 36,000 square foot store, we have your typical convenience food store items and beer cave. We have our vault area, which has all of our interactive 360 food operations where we can produce a lot of product, but as a guest, you're able to see the food be made, whether it's at the cafe where we have nitro cold brew and specialty coffees, whether it's the barbecue station where you're able to see the barbecue being carved in front of you, or at the popcorn station where you're watching everyone pop the popcorn. So that's kind of the middle of the store. And then we have 10,000 feet of retail that really everything kind of tries to stay true to our brand, which is, you know, home of the Great American Road Trip. Everything has a very 70s, 80s kind of retro vintage vibe. And really that's kind of anything that we bring into the store, whether it's food, you know, retail or apparel, we try to stay true and authentic to our brand.
So you talk about the Great American Road Trip. Where does the Great American Road Trip lead from St. Louis? Because you've got two stores now. Where are you going? Are you taking this down Route 66 or out toward Denver? What's the plan?
the answer is yes. I mean, we're obviously looking to grow and scale, and I think there's a lot of really interesting locations, whether elsewhere in St. Louis, Kansas City, you know, Memphis, other kind of lower Midwest or elsewhere. You know, I really like the dynamics of what's going on at the Fenton location with all the bridge work at 270 and 44 that had so much traffic is finally finished. And so, you know, that allows, it's obviously connected to old Route 66. So it's the interstate as well that's getting the travelers as well as all the local commuters. So, you know, we've got a lot of work to do. We were just literally completely overwhelmed with support. We had 85 team members to start, and we need to hire 40 more. So right now, my main priority is really trying to bulk up our workforce so that we can service, you know, our guests the way that they want to be able to be serviced, which is quick, fast, and keeping that high quality product.
And who is the target? Like, I was having this conversation with my son when we were there, whether or not the target is local people flocking in like they did last weekend, or if it's more the people who are on that road trip, whether they're driving from Chicago to Dallas or something along those lines. Is it the passerby? Is it the local customer, or just kind of whoever shows up?
You know, I think the easier question to answer is who's not our target. And really the only people that that our store is not set up for is the 18-wheel trucker. So we are not a truck stop. That's really kind of the key thing that differentiates us. But in terms of the local commuters, the passer-throughs, the construction trucks, all the work-related trucks and sprinter vans and people that are working are really all the people we appeal to, because, you know, we're working on our self-checkout. You probably saw them. They weren't open yet, but we want to be able to be fast and convenient for someone, for a worker who wants to grab a brisket sandwich and a soda and check out really quick because they got to get back to work, as well as, you know, for the traveler or the family that wants to come and spend, you know, 10, 15, 30 minutes. So we're really, I'd say that's probably the better way to answer the question.
And in an interesting bit of timing, just along the lines of when you opened up here, two, 3 weeks before you guys opened, had CBS on one morning, like one of those, like the Sunday morning show or something, and they had a thing about Buc-ee's down in Texas,
sure,
which is kind of a,
sure.
Was that an inspiration to you at all, or was that just something where you guys kind of came up with similar concepts?
I don't know that I would say inspiration. I mean, listen, they're a success story. They do a really good job with their product and their clientele. You know, the Buc-ee's Beaver is kind of ubiquitous throughout the store, and you'll see it plastered on everything. We really took a different approach with, you know, Home of the Great American Road Trip, and every item of merchandise and apparel and swag was all designed by, you know, our two designers in-house, Andy and Ben. And so it's really allowed us to, I think, elevate the experience. So we're not necessarily trying to have the biggest store. And I know that's hard to believe for people that are there the first time, but there are, you know, bigger stores. We're really just trying to focus on quality and service. And we, you know, the middle of the store has 42-foot vaulted ceilings with clear story windows with a lot of natural light. And so we really just focused on really elevating the experience from what is currently out there in the market.
All righty. Well, can't thank you enough, Michael Rubenstein, for joining us. First Fenton, then the world. Global domination
just
clearly on the way as we look at Wally's down there off of I-44. Thanks for joining us. And I know we've got a lot of fans
one
here.
One thing if I can add, Saturday from 10 to 2, we are going to have a job fair. As I mentioned, we're trying to hire 40 people, part-time, anything. So thank you.
All right. So another job fair. We can talk about the job situation all day out there, too. Michael, thank you so much for joining us here on KMOX. Yeah. I'm George Sells, KMOX at your service. It is 8:56.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.